Time we speak to Tony Lenmongo, who is a physiotherapist, clinical director of the Balance Group. And that seasonal dial has been turned to autumn. And with the colder temperatures come, for some people, the onset of joint stiffness. Tony, you dropped a little gem for us last week where you said it's not necessarily an old wives' tale. Some people do have reoccurring injuries or act up as the weather gets cold.
A bit chillier. Morning,
Lester. Yes, how does that work? Remind us.
Absolutely. So I think what happens is you get different types of degeneration in joints. And some like wear and tear, for lack of a better word, because of the pressure change that often comes with a cold front, it's not so much the cold weather, it's when the pressure dramatically changes.
Because we have air.
Because you've got your joint is it's got like this little balloon cover, you call the capsule, it's a closed little circular system, and it can pick up certain pressure changes. And certain people with certain types of degenerative or wear and tear joints, they can absolutely pick up a day or two beforehand that the cold weather is coming. So they call it cold weather, but it's actually the pressure change that the system can feel.
So how do you relieve that if you and it's something that could just be undiagnosed. It's something that you've
it's not necessarily
just
an injury.
Decided to live with.
Yes, it's definitely not necessarily an inflammatory response. For those people, the big advice is you remember we talk about the 3D, the three-dimensional planes of movement, and picking up what that person is doing a lot of, because it's individual, right? It always depends. And then figuring out what are they not doing enough of. You know, do you add in some easy mobility movements to free up that joint in a certain specific way? Or often for those people, a nice heat pack or a warm shower before they go for a walk or before they start their day. Heat really often responds quite positively to those type of stiffnesses. But it is interesting that there's lots of different types of stiffnesses, you know.
Take me through those different types of stiffnesses and we can talk maybe about
because
remedies.
We definitely so here's the thing, you get all different types and maybe we get a bit of time to unpack all of them, but you get the classic one, the degenerative, you know, wear and tear or osteoarthritis kind of stiffness, especially in the morning for a few minutes, 10, 15 minutes, it kind of eases up. You know, a lot of people, and they come in worried that it's osteoarthritis stiffness that they are complaining of. But sometimes it can be, for example, hormonal changes. You know, women, we go through quite a significant shift in at school, puberty, when you fall pregnant, when you go from that change from breastfeeding to losing a bit of milk, you know, the breastfeeding changes. Perimenopause, big one. You know, women struggle with quite a bit of stiffness. So hormonal changes, that brings on this kind of unexplained stiffness that all of a sudden kicks in. Certain autoimmune conditions, not necessarily always the diseases or the disorders, but autoimmune, and they often, disorders, they last a lot longer, and there's often some other things happening in the system that kind of gives us a clue. But I also have these clients come in, they've spent 20,000, 30,000 rand of tests thinking that they might have an autoimmune disorder. Meanwhile, it's just an autonomic response to something happening in life, and that often also creates quite significant morning stiffness.
So there's different types of stiffness, which means there's different types of remedies.
Absolutely.
So you might be thinking, oh, this stiffness needs a heat pack, but maybe it needs
a cold plunge. Yes.
Talk to me. Do you know that?
Yes.
That horse gel.
Yes.
That cooling horse gel.
Absolutely.
It was in our fridge for a very long time and it helped.
Yes.
But there's a picture of a horse which makes me believe it's supposed to be used for horses.
You know, the interesting thing, and I think this is why it's been quite useful living in different parts of the world, right? So when it comes to apply topically, so on the skin, heat versus ice, you literally get completely different answers if you're in the West versus when you're in the East. And that's always quite interesting for me. Why is that the case? And I think it comes down to it depends. But I would take it more to a more systemic or whole body experience. If you're struggling with degenerative wear and tear kind of stiffnesses, those people in general respond more to a heated response, warm pack, hot showers. If your stiffness is kicking in because life is maybe a bit too hectic, you've got young kids sick all the time, or the system's just under a little bit more fight flight and your system can't quite regulate out of that fight flight, actually cold showers, cold plunging, helping the system and that diaphragm actually gets the system out of that fight flight response. So then you want to go a bit more of a colder response.
Janine said, I've had osteoarthritis for 30 years plus. I've never experienced any relationship to the weather or the season.
Wonderful. I mean, that's great. Good for you.
So lucky
Janine. And the thing is, remember, I have some clients literally coming in, knee pain starting unexpectedly, have an x-ray. The x-ray confirms severe osteoarthritis, but that person's knee is moving quite well. It's not showing me the restriction that you would pick up. So sometimes something that looks quite degenerative or osteoarthritic is not the true sign what you're actually seeing with a client, and they can still run and they can still hike. Other times it's quite mild, the osteoarthritis that you're seeing on the x-ray, but they're experiencing significant pain. And that's why pain is quite multifactorial. There's other things that sometimes contributes to those symptoms, not necessarily just the wear and tear.
So the reason that why we've had you on every Thursday for the last few weeks, months, is to get Cape Town to be moving. We often hibernate in winter.
Oh, that's a good one. I want to talk about that.
Go ahead quickly.
You know, sorry, Lester. The interesting thing, when I was practicing in Shenzhen in China, so I was very lucky that I got to see different people from all Russians, French, Australian, South African. And there's something quite interesting about the mentality of South Africans and Australians. They tend to exercise 24/7, 12 months of the year. And the northern, so people from Sweden or Norway, you know, they really actually give their bodies a break and they give it a bit of winter for 2 to 3 months of the year. And certain conditions, especially some of these wear and tear kind of stiffnesses, your body will sometimes welcome a little bit of a winter. Something I do want to just mention. There's nothing wrong. You know, professional athletes have on-season, peak season, and they've got off-season. Why are the amateurs not also giving themselves an off-season sometimes? Okay. It's really important.
Then scratch that last question. Tony Lenmonger says, stay at home. It's winter. You don't have to do anything.
Or maybe just don't go running so crazily. Maybe take up hiking for a while. Change it up. Balance it up. I think that's the thing that I want to try and get people to do.
Tony, how do I, not Lester, how does listener prevent getting arthritis?
Ooh, okay. Can you really listen? What is a good practice? What do I want to instill to my little four-year-old, right? Is you want to try and the body's response to things like that is systemic. You want to look after your body. You know, that saying of your body's a temple, there's something to it. You know, you want to eat healthy. You want to make sure you're sleeping well. You want to move well. So you want to make sure that you are listening to responses in the body after exercise. I don't know if that listener was listening to, you know, the 2-3 days after exercise. If you're really stiff and sore, to not go and hammer the system in exactly the same way. You want to balance out the forces that you're putting on your joints. And you want to try and just listen to the system. Doesn't mean that you have to rest, but you can balance the forces onto that joint. I know that's very general, but
Tony Lenmonger, physiotherapist, clinical director of the Balance Group, really appreciate it. I'm going to my wife and saying, the physiotherapist who's on my show said, Lester, take.
But I'll be on your case in 3 months' time. But I'll get to
see you then.